The border between California and Mexico at San Ysidro is the busiest border crossing in the world. An estimated 90,000 people pass through there each day. Just picture sitting in that traffic as part of your daily commute. Many Americans are increasingly doing that. They work in the U.S. by day, then drive home to Mexico at night. Reporter Akiko Fujita made the trip with one committed commuter.
We should be across the border in less than 5 minutes from here.
Gil Devine sets his radio to country music as he patiently maneuvers his way through Interstate 5. He assures me this is a light traffic day.
You know what? It's no big deal. It's nothing out of the ordinary for me.
Nothing out of the ordinary until you see a massive Mexican flag, armed border guards, and 24 kiosks at the port of entry with hundreds of cars funneling through.
We got a green light, so we don't have to stop for anything. We're gone.
Devine's been making this cross-border commute for 11 years now, crossing into the U.S., where he works as a yacht broker in San Diego 6 days a week, crossing back over to Mexico, where he lives with his wife and two kids.
I leave my house anywhere between 7 o'clock and like 8 o'clock normally, and I get to my office anywhere between like 8:30 and 9, so it's not that bad.
Devine used to live in the U.S., but in 2004, he traveled to Mexico with his now ex-wife to look for a beachfront vacation home. He ended up here in the Real del Mar community, about 15 miles from San Ysidro. His three-bedroom house overlooking the ocean cost just $140,000, a fraction of what it would have cost in the U.S.
It would be 10 times the amount. There's nothing with a good ocean view in California for less than a million or two. There's nothing.
Devine loved this neighborhood so much that within months he decided to live here full time. Now he's got company. Realtor Gustavo Torres in Rosarito says he's been getting a lot of calls from American homebuyers lately, and he appreciates that. 5 years ago, when the housing bubble burst here, he says the neighborhood looked like a ghost town.
Vacant for rent. But now everything's rented. We have a Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Smart and Final. We have the same beach, the same climate. Everything's the same, but the price is a lot lower. And also the cost of living is a lot lower.
Improvements at the San Ysidro crossing have made the U.S.-Mexico commute easier. This fall, the port of entry will expand to 64 traffic lanes and booths. And you can apply for a Sentry Pass, a card that lets you take the fast lane across the border. Torres says Americans are arriving because they've heard Mexico's crime rates are coming down after years of drug war violence.
They feel safe again because the perception of insecurity started disappearing once Americans came and talked to their friends and tell them that it was really safe.
These days, he says 60% of homebuyers in Baja are American.
So this is our living room, and this is our dining room and kitchen area.
Many, like Gene Figueroa and his wife, are opting for the three-month trial, renting a beachfront condo first before taking the plunge into ownership. The couple moved here from Orange County.
It was always my dream to be able to live on the beach, and growing up in Southern California, as the population increased, I couldn't afford to even live anywhere near the ocean.
The cost of living may be good here, but Gil Devine admits life in Mexico has its challenges. The roads aren't all paved, making for a rocky commute. And there aren't many well-paying jobs. You almost have to commute.
Hola, sweetheart.
His still limited Spanish makes it tougher to communicate with his new Mexican wife and stepchildren. Still, like 50,000 other Americans who live in Baja now, Devine says he has no plans to leave.
A lot of my friends like to come down and visit. They love the area. They just don't have the guts to do it. And it's not a big deal, really. People think it's a major change, but it's really not.
It just means he has to cross the world's busiest border twice a day. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita, Rosarito, Mexico.